This episode is sponsored by the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Have you heard about the Resident Orthopedic Core Knowledge Program? The American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons has partnered with leading experts in the field to bring you ROCK, the online learning platform developed for U.S. residency programs. Free to residents, ROCK empowers you to build a foundation to prepare you for the OITE and ABOS Part 1 exam. And remember, access to the ROCK content is free for residents. Get started at rock.aaos.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Nailed It Ortho podcast. You are tuned into our board/OITE review series. And this episode, we're going to continue to talk about some more oncology. We're going to go over some general principles. We're going to go over some kind of basics of radiation and treatment and all things that you need to know. Again, if you haven't already, go and check out our podcast companion book that goes along to all of these podcast episodes so you can take notes in those. And it literally goes right along with everything that we're saying. And if you have not already, share this with one person, one friend, and we'll see everybody soon.
You are now listening to Nailed It, the Orthopedic Surgery Podcast, featuring Drs. Jay Fitz and Wendell Cole.
What are some of the different types of resection margins?
Yeah, and this is where people tend to get a little tripped up. And I guess this is my field. So I'm like, well, I'm not sure why, but I get a lot of questions on resection margins. And honestly, the easiest way to think about it is radical resections don't really happen anymore. We don't really take out an entire muscular compartment just because we have radiation nowadays. And so a vast majority of the time, a wide resection is what is used for sarcoma. So radical resection is you resect an entire compartment. So basically, let's say there's a tumor in the vastus medialis. A radical resection is you're taking all of the quads. So vastus intermedius, rectus, and vastus lateralis, which seems like kind of a big surgery for just a tumor that's contained within one muscle. But a wide resection is when you leave a cuff of normal tissue that doesn't have tumor cells in it. And the standard teaching is about 1.5 to 2 centimeters of normal tissue. However, myself and my fellowship mentors, a healthy margin, whether it's 2 millimeters or 2 centimeters, is a healthy margin. And so we always got much closer than 2 centimeters. But for the test, 2 centimeters is the margin for a wide resection. Marginal resection is when you are basically only taking the tumor out. And a marginal resection happens in things like lipomas, atypical lipomatous tumors, ganglion cysts. More benign lesions are done in a marginal manner. And then intralesional is when you cut into the lesion in order to remove it. Things like a giant cell tumor, aneurysmal bone cyst, unicameral bone cyst, symptomatic enchondroma, low-grade chondrosarcoma. Those are all things where you open up the cortex and you're essentially using a curette and a burr and argon beam and all of the other fancy tools to take the tumor out from the inside out, essentially. So radical resections are major surgeries. Wide resections are also major surgeries, but you only take out a cuff of tissue, not an entire compartment. Marginal is when you take the tumor out itself, but no cuff of healthy tissue. And then intralesional is when you go inside the lesion and remove it that way.
This episode is sponsored by the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Are you an orthopedic resident? Then you need to know about ROCK. It's a new resident orthopedic core knowledge program developed by the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Created for U.S. residency programs and free to residents, ROCK covers 11 subspecialties and is filled with in-depth, comprehensive content and quizzes that have been authored and vetted by some of the leading experts in orthopedics. This all-in-one curriculum will give you the foundation and knowledge you need to become a successful board-certified orthopedic surgeon. And remember, access to ROCK content is free to residents. Get started at rock.aaos.org.
And so what are some of the treatment options for benign bone tumors?
Yeah, so you can
just observe, which we do for many of them, just observe or treat with NSAIDs. Say, for example, if you're looking at an osteoid osteoma, you can aspirate and inject it. And I know the injection types, I've seen multiple different things reported in the literature as far as what you can inject things with. So maybe if you want to give it any 2 cents, but for aspiration injection, these are things can be like your unicameral bone cyst or eosinophilic granulomas. Your curettage with the burr, I've done maybe a couple of these in residency. And these are going to be things for like your giant cell tumors, your chondroblastomas, your aneurysmal bone cysts, some unicameral bone cysts as well. And we can also use some surgical adjuvants for tumors with local recurrence or with a high local recurrence rate. So this is used to decrease that local recurrence. These are going to be like your phenols. And what that does is it's going to coagulate the proteins. We could use liquid nitrogen, which is going to freeze the tissue. We could use argon beam coagulation, hydrogen peroxide. These are all different things that can help decrease the amount of local recurrence to use along with your other procedure. And then if you have a large defect, you can reconstruct that defect with some type of material. So you can use methacrylate. You can put bone graft in there. So there's been a couple cases that I've been in where you go and kind of curette out the tumor, burr everything out and put some bone grafting for a large defect. And then you can also excise and resect the tumor. You can always cut it out. Those are some of the things for these benign tumors that we can do. Again, more like our giant cell tumors, chondroblastomas, ABCs, UBCs, some osteoid osteomas where we're talking about radiofrequency ablation. I didn't mention that, but that's another treatment option as well. What are some different treatment options now for malignant bone tumors?
So again, I guess it really depends on the presentation, but limb salvage is essentially standard of care now, outside of very strange circumstances, like the tumor is fully encapsulating and involving all of the neurovascular structures distally into the leg and foot, then it doesn't quite make sense to keep a leg and foot that is non-functional, but almost all the time it can be limb salvage nowadays. And then that's when we get to talking about what does limb salvage necessarily mean. And we'll get into that later in terms of like a megaprosthesis versus rotation plasty versus allograft reconstruction. You can do a million things nowadays, which is cool with so many different ways to treat one thing. You probably aren't going to be tested on the differences between a distal femoral replacement versus an allograft reconstruction versus rotation plasty. They're usually not going to ask about all three of them in the same question, theoretically.
I really hope not.
But there are things like wide resection alone, like chondrosarcoma and adamantinoma, parosteo osteosarcoma, and low-grade intramedullary osteosarcoma. You aren't going to treat those with either neoadjuvant chemotherapy or radiation. You can do neoadjuvant chemotherapy, which really kills the micrometastases that are not present on initial diagnosis, but it doesn't necessarily treat the tumor itself to a point where all you need is chemotherapy. That's especially the case in osteosarcoma, where while a certain level of necrosis, like 90 to 95% necrosis, is favorable for long-term survival, you still have to cut out the osteosarcoma after their neoadjuvant chemotherapy. And then things like radiation therapy you can do for Ewing sarcoma or primary lymphoma bone. And sometimes that's all you need to do is the radiation. But think like limb salvage versus amputation, and you can do surgery alone. You can do surgery plus chemotherapy, and you can do surgery plus radiation. And so what are some of the treatment options for benign soft tissue tumors?
Yeah, so somewhat similar to benign bone tumors. Not always similar, but one, you can always observe something. You can excise it, so you can do intralesional or marginal, like you were describing not too long ago. And I think you even mentioned this is something that you may do for like an intramuscular lipoma. You can do a wide resection, so lesions that are benign but have a higher local recurrence, wide resection may be the answer for those. So, for example, something like an extra-abdominal desmoid tumor, as well as atypical lipotomous tumors. So again, wide resection will be for those that are benign tumors, again, soft tissue tumors with a higher local recurrence, like extra-abdominal desmoid tumors and atypical tumors. Now, what are some different treatment options for malignant soft tissue tumors?
So malignant soft tissue tumors, a lot of soft tissue sarcomas are radiosensitive. So you're going to do some form of radiation plus surgery. A lot of centers are doing neoadjuvant radiation followed by surgery. Some are doing surgery with intraoperative radiation or IORT, intraoperative radiotherapy. That's like the big fancy centers like UCSF where I did my tumor stuff in residency. And some places are doing surgery plus adjuvant radiation or radiation after the surgery, but there's no real consensus on standard of care. But like I said, neoadjuvant is usually more accepted, and it's because you have less overall radiation and a smaller field. However, you do have an increased risk of skin issues and wound healing postoperatively, whereas adjuvant radiation, you use more radiation in the surgical wound bed because you have to radiate something larger than the tumor itself because you contaminated the whole field by doing the surgery. So the radiation field is a lot larger and you have risk of late complications with secondary radiation-induced sarcoma from the adjuvant radiation because you have to use a larger dose over a greater field. So those are kind of the main risks with neoadjuvant and adjuvant. And then what are some of the, I guess we kind of already talked about.
Yeah, you just got it.
Pre-op radiation. But in regards to chemotherapy, would you rather have a fast-growing tumor or slow-growing tumor when you're discussing chemotherapy with a patient?
Yeah, so, you know, these are going to be more effective for the fast-growing tumors or these tumors that have a high cellular turnover to be effective. That's why chemotherapy isn't effective on the periosteal osteosarcomas because those are more kind of slower growing tumor. So chemotherapy is going to be effective for rapidly dividing cells. And I think that's it as far as overview. And we can go ahead and hop into some benign bone lesions, huh?
Yep.
We hope that you all enjoyed this episode. We hope that you all are learning and continuing to learn things as we go through these different episodes and go through these different topics. Now, if you have not already, please go and leave us a 5-star review in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, however you listen to us. That would help us out a bunch. And we will see everybody next time. We hope you enjoyed the episode.